Blog Talk Radio.
Mary Kay and Tay Black, listen.
What up, it's your boy Slim the Phenomenon, and right about now you tuned in to Frontline Fridays with the Queen, Diva Mary Kay, and that boy Tay Black at TayBlack84 on Twitter. It's Frontline Fridays.
Hey you guys, it's your girl Diva Mary Kay. Do you want to get this song showcased live right here on Frontline Fridays? Would you like to get an interview and also get spins? Well, we are here to make it happen for you. All you got to do is send your music to divaspotent1@gmail.com. Again, that's divaspotent1@gmail.com. Here's the things that you need to do. First thing you need to do is make sure you put your name and your telephone number in the email. The second thing you need to do is make sure that you label your track so we can be able to listen to it and know exactly who the artist is, who produced it, and who's down with your camp. Make sure you leave your information, and we're going to hit you up in 24 to 48 hours so you can get here right here live on Frontline Fridays with Diva Mary Kay and Tay Black and get paid for your spins. Now, how does that sound? Let's get it crunked and turn it up. Let's go.
Yo, this Lady G. You are now tuned in live with Diva Mary Kay, Miss Motivation I See You, and Tay Black on Frontline Fridays, where all hot indie artists and music is live and bumping. Featuring nothing but true soldiers on PhenomenonRadio.com. Watch me do my thing. Watch me do my thing. Stay tuned for Bad Chicks. Stay on top. Let's go.
Y'all already know how we get down. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay, a.k.a. Ebony B. We got Tay Black live in the building with us in this Frontline Fridays. Tay, holla at him.
Yo, feeling good, feeling great. Diva Mary Kay, how are you? You already know, Frontline Fridays, Diva Spot ENT, D9 Radio. Out on the line, make sure you hit us up. Press that one button. 347-850-1521. Again, that's 347-850-1521. Feeling good, Diva. How about yourself?
I am so excited today because, of course, it's R&B night on Frontline Fridays. We are going to have Marcus Allen live in the building with us, man. And it's definitely going down. And, of course, you know, I got ultimate hot indie artist music, quality indie artist music, and I got a couple of throwbacks. So I'm excited that Marcus Allen is coming through. We're going to have Take Corners. Y'all make sure y'all call us up, 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the one button to get your mic open to be heard. You can definitely network and chop it up with my guests. I want to give a big, 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 big shout out to all the supporters on Twitter, all the supporters on Facebook. I also want to give a shout out to Mr. Garner, man. He's very professional. And if you want to book Marcus Allen and network with him, all you got to do is hit Mr. Garner up at J underscore G_ENT on Twitter. And you guys can definitely jump in the chat room. Jump in the chat room, you guys. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. And you can ask your questions, get feedback and comments on the music. And I know y'all going to love it because I definitely am a supporter of Marcus Allen because he got good music. But we do have Mr. Allen live in the building with us. We got to give him a proper intro as he's coming up in here.
All right, all right, all right. Yeah.
It's Allen, you live in the building with us, man.
Oh, most definitely, man. I love the intro, man. I love that.
Welcome to Frontline Fridays. Ebony B is live in the building. Tay Black is here. We're glad to have you here. It's R&B night, so we're going to look forward to showcasing your music and interviewing you tonight. So for all those that are listening, let them know who you are and exactly all the beautiful things that you got going on, because I was reading your bio. You've been working.
Most definitely. I'm R&B sensation Marcus Allen from Charleston, South Carolina. I'm a singer-songwriter. I mean, this is my passion. This is my love. I'm 11-time award winner. Mm-hmm. If you want to check me out, you can go on Twitter. Hit me up on Twitter at Marcus Allen, MarcusAllenn. You can check my music out, my videos out on YouTube/MarcusAllenVideos, and also go to www.MarcusAllenWorld.com. My new album, Personal Invitation, will be hitting stores March 27th, so please definitely support that. My single, Half a Man, is out right now. You can check that out on iTunes and everywhere else on the internet.
Of course. Let's dive right into this interview, and we definitely see the hotlines lighting up. We're going to get to you guys because we know that you have questions for Mr. Allen. So we're going to get right into this. You got a lot of people who are supporting you. Now, are there any members on your team that you want to bring light to now? Because, of course, we can't do this alone. We always have a team that supports us. So is there anyone that you want to give special shout-outs and bring light to right at now?
Most definitely. I mean, there's so many people that play an intricate part in my success and me getting to the next level and just a day-to-day basis of me getting seen, heard in the right places. And I appreciate everybody on the MA staff who's doing what they're doing to make things happen. And I definitely want to shine a light on my management team, JG Entertainment, James Gardner. We've been together for years, and, you know, when the light wasn't shining, you know, he was there. And now that we're moving at a steady pace, you know, to the top of the mountain, he's here. So, you know, I definitely want to give a shout-out to my manager.
That's what's up.
Definitely. Tay, I'm going to throw it over to you.
Speaking of that, you know what I mean, as far as people holding you down and being there for you, how critical has it been that you've had a supportive team around you, Marcus?
I definitely feel like my team is everything. My team is everything. So without them, there is no me. I'd be a fool to sit here and tell you that it's all about the artist. It's all about me. That's not the way you're supposed to think. You're supposed to think of your team. I always think about my team first. You know, my teammates. If I'm eating, then they have to eat. You know what I'm saying? And being humble and selfless sometimes will get you farther than being arrogant and selfish.
Wow. You're right about that. I totally agree with you 100%. And I think you hit on some key things there. As far as, like, you know, growing and developing, have you seen your team grow and develop as you have as well? And has it been a process that you've shared together, or did it take place at different steps for different individuals?
You know, it's funny that you asked that question because, like, as you said that, I got goosebumps because I think it's an amazing thing to not only watch myself grow, but to see my team grow and have the hunger and desire to grow just like I do, you know? And I think that's the thing that really I feel that makes my team stand out from other teams. Like, we all grow together. We all motivate each other. And we know, we understand our placement and where we are and where we stand in this game, you know, and we just take it from there. And I think it's a beautiful thing to watch each other grow as we, you know, move further along. It's the best feeling to me.
That's what's up. And I think that, you know, for the first time, that's kind of the first time I think we heard that, Ebony, like, where, you know, you have an artist that's on and, like, you know, they've grown and they've developed. And not only that, but they've seen their team grow and develop, and they're proud of that. You know, because just like you hit on, I think it's all about unity and moving as one. And when I grow, you grow. When I eat, you eat. And
yeah,
I think that's
awesome.
You know, not even just from a, you know, from an MC perspective, but from any person that is, you know, doing something in the game, you know, no matter what your role is with your team, like, I think it's critical. And I think that's really good. You know, I don't really see too many people have a strong team that has seen growth like that in the past, you know, while, because everything happens, especially with family and money and all those type of things. So that's definitely a good look.
Most definitely.
A team is very important, you guys, and you know, communication is very important too. When you have a team, and you can't have a lot of chiefs and no Indians. Somebody got to be an Indian, somebody got to be a chief, and you got to switch it up sometimes. Just because you're the leader doesn't mean that you can't be an Indian sometimes. You can learn from your team, and you know, you guys are definitely right about that. And watching your team grow, it's an indescribable feeling when you see someone growing from the better, because they could have been doing anything else in the world, but they're here with you growing. So I definitely respect that. This song that you got, big shout out to Future Guru 100 too. Big shout out to Future Guru 100. Definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Shout
out to Future Guru, man. That's my dude.
I actually was introduced and heard your music by Future Guru 100. He sent me the song Half a Man, and I was like, oh my, this is going to be such a great, this is such a great song. And I was like, this is going to be such a great song for Valentine's Day. And my guy, he really appreciated it, so he run around singing his song and bumping in the car, Half a Man. So it's definitely a beautiful cut. I want to get into this song right here called Half a Man. Marcus Allen, why don't you go ahead and introduce it and let them know that they're hearing it live right here on Frontline Fridays.
Most definitely. Y'all, this is my new single, Half a Man, right here on Frontline Fridays. Y'all know what it is.
Baby, I got something to tell you.
Understand, understand.
Baby,
Tuned in live with Diva Mary Kay, Miss Motivation, I See You, and Tay Black on Frontline Fridays, where all hot indie artists and music is live and bumping. Featuring nothing but true soldiers. Watch me do my thing. Watch me do my thing. Stay tuned for Bad Chicks. Stay on top. Let's go.
Make sure you check out Diva Mary Kay on Frontline Friday, where all hot indie artists and music live. For info, call 908-296-5739.
Yo, what's good? It's your girl Shawana in the building. You dropping an album? You have a business and you need to get the word out? Call Future Guru, 908-202-1501. The guru of viral marketing. PR marketing promotion packages available for your brand. Everybody is balling on a budget. Future Guru will handle all your viral marketing, Twitter account management, website design, IAP, and more. Future is ready. Let's go. Call Future Guru, 908-202-1501. Email futureguru100@gmail.com or twitter.com/futureguru100. Let's go.
Welcome back. Y'all already know it's your girl Diva Mary Kay, a.k.a. Ebony B. You are now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays with me and Tay Black. We got Marcus Allen live in the building. And if you a half a man, don't worry about it. Marcus Allen gonna hook you up. I love that song. Marcus Allen, the lines is lighting up for you, so we gonna go ahead and go to the hotlines and get some love, all right?
That's what's up.
Let's go. Let's get to 202. Genius is live in the building. Genius, welcome. What's going on, man?
What's good? What's good? Happy Bond Day, Queen.
Thank you. Thank you.
And wow. Mad support and love
wow.
to Marcus Allen.
I missed that one. Whoa. Can you repeat that for me, Genius?
Happy Bond Day.
Wow. Diva Mary Kay. Diva Mary Kay. Ebony B.
Uh-oh. Now, let me explain this to you, baby daddy. Let me explain this to you. Now, my birthday was on Monday. You know what I'm saying? So I didn't lie. My birthday was on Monday. Diva Mary Kay, a.k.a. Ebony B, had her big 3-0 on Monday, February the 20th, Pisces baby. So, yes, we'll go ahead and put it out there. Don't worry about it. I got you. Let's get back to you, Genius.
We're going to talk about that offline. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Genius. We got Marcus Allen live in the building.
Yo, what's good, man? I love your music. You know what I'm saying? I like what you're doing. I definitely support, you know, music. Keep doing what you're doing and don't let nobody tell you nothing different, man.
Man, thank you, man. I appreciate that, man. Salute. I appreciate it.
That's definitely what's up, man. Definitely need more brothers in R&B in this game, too, man.
I think so, too. I think we got a lot of them out there, but I like what Marcus Allen is doing because when I listen to your music, it's just kind of helping a lot of the brothers upgrade from the drop it low, bend over, clapping booties. You know, I'm kind of glad that you're bringing that grown swag to the game. So I really appreciate it. I really like that because so many of our young kings and our young queens out here just think it's all about sipping scissors, bending over, and having tongue rings. That's not it, baby. Somebody lied to you. The media lied to you.
Thank you, Genius. Keep staying tuned, man. We're going to get to the rest of the hotlines. All right, I'm going to keep your mic open.
All right.
Let's see. And all you bag ladies, listen to Marcus Allen. Y'all get it together, bag ladies. I know y'all out there. We got Future Guru 100 live in the building, man. Guru, holla at us, man.
Yo, it's Guru, man. Hey, Marcus Allen, man. What's up, baby boy?
What's up,
that's
man?
My dude. See, that's my dude right there. You know, I'm glad I, you know, Diva Mary Kay, a.k.a. Ebony B. First of all, let me say shout out to my homie, Tay Black, in the building. That's
yo.
My fam right there. Tay Black, man, listen, bro. I appreciate everything, bro. You know, you's a loyal dude. You's a real stand-up guy, man. And I want to give a shout out to everybody that support Ebony B. You know, I'm gonna just go ahead and start calling her Ebony B. Like, I don't know what y'all doing with that Diva Mary Kay. It ain't even no more Twitter called Diva Mary Kay. It's Ebony B. So, Marcus Allen, bro, I appreciate you coming on the show. And you know, I stand behind you 155%, bro. And shout out to your manager, my homie, JG, of JG Entertainment. I appreciate y'all so much for continuing to be my fam and let me continue with the promotion for y'all, man. And y'all really is a blessing to me, man. And I just want to say, man, thank you for everything and thank you for putting out this good music, man. And let it also be known that Marcus Allen is one of the few artists that I work with that's actually on Pandora. So, y'all cats better get your Pandora up, man, because Marcus Allen is on Pandora getting the check. So, you know, I want to put that out there that he is on Pandora, but you can search that. I didn't do it. I didn't listen to the joint. So, he's officially on there. He got joints. He ain't just got no one album. He got joints, man, in the library. So, shout out to JG Entertainment and Marcus Allen because they know what they're doing over there, and I'm rocking with them. And shout out to Genius, man. I appreciate your business, bro. I appreciate everything, bro.
No doubt.
Thank you, Guru. Make sure you stay tuned. I'm going to keep your mic open, and we're going to get to the rest of these calls because, of course, we got more questions from Marcus Allen, and we got more hot joints coming through. Let's get to this next caller right here. We got the 404 live in the building. 404-879. You're now tuning in live to Frontline Fridays with Diva Mary Kay, Ebony B, and Tay Black. We got Marcus Allen here. What's your name? Where you calling from?
I'm the other half man in Atlanta, 8 miles down. He know what it is. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm the Esquire DJ CEO supporting Marcus Allen. If you want to know more about his tour that he's putting together, you go to esquire.blog.com. Bye-bye.
Get out there again. Where do we go again?
Esquire.blog.com.
Most definitely. Y'all make sure y'all hit that up right now. Don't wait. Go right now. Get your little iPad. Get your little laptop, your PC, your smartphone. Go there right now and check out all the upcoming events that Marcus Allen got coming through. You want to give some shout-outs and give more information about yourself, promote yourself, and put yourself out there. We all about the support here on Diva Smile Radio Frontline Fridays.
Well, I am the Esquire DJ CEO. I just did a deal with 9 different coalitions. We all here to, we got one goal, one passion, one statement. And, you know, I'm working with Marcus Allen and Looney Tunes, so it's all about Marcus Allen right now. Marcus Allen is not just a singer, that's my brother, my fam. You know, I had him singing in what kind of club that was? It was an old school club, and the DJ was like, man, I've got to play this again, got to get the whole album. And we have his listening party that'll be in Atlanta. You know, all what you got to do is follow him on Twitter. My DJs is promoting them as we speak in the sleep. So, you know, shout out to Marcus and James. You know, it's going down. I'm the other half man, Esquire DJ CEO for Marcus Allen. Bye-bye.
We appreciate Stay tuned. Stay tuned. I'm going to keep your mic open. Let's get back into this interview. I see the rest of the callers on the line. Your hands is up. We're going to get into this interview, and then we're going to get into another one of these hot songs that we have by Marcus Allen, and then we're going to come back to the hotlines. Is that okay? Is that okay with you, Mr. Allen?
Oh, that's definitely okay with me.
Yeah.
I hope you got that go hard too
by Marcus Allen, because that is a official.
Yes, we do.
Great job on Go Hard. Yes.
Yes, we do, Mr. Future Guru 100. We definitely have.
You already know.
You've been doing a lot of work. Of course, you've been putting in some work, you know, with all your albums. You've been nominated 11 times. Like, it's been so much success that has come to you, and most likely it's been because you've been grounded and you've been thankful, and I'm pretty sure that, you know, you've been putting God first, family second, and career third. With all the success that has came to you and all the exposure that has came to you, long-term goals for you as far as with your career?
You want to know what my long-term goals are?
Yes, sir.
Oh, most definitely. My long-term goals are to definitely touch as many people as possible with the music that I'm trying to put out, which is good feeling music, music that people can relate to. I want to be able to, you know, focus on my team more, have that ability to do that, and put them in places where they see themselves. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And also to continue to make that good music and be more successful with the music. I got other ventures that I want to, venture into, but, you know, that's neither here nor there. It's all about the music with me. So, you know, it's just all a matter of just getting music out there more and more and touching more lives. At the end of the day for me.
That's what's up.
That's me. And I got a second question, then I'm going to throw it over to you, Tay. You are tripled that, of course, you do model. And do you have a line out, or do you plan on the future coming out with a clothing line?
Actually, I'm dipping and dabbing in that right now. It's called A&A. It's called A&A, but, you know, it's something that I put on the back burner because of the album coming out March 27th and, you know, the tour starting on April 26th. You know, so I have to kind of like put it on the back burner for now, but it's definitely something I'm going to, you know, venture into very, very, very close into the near future.
What are you leaning more towards? Ladies wear, men's wear, children wear, or all three at the same time? What would be your first piece that you would put out when you decide to put out the line?
When we first decide to put it out, I'm definitely going to be going for men first.
Okay.
Kind of trying to put out my taste of gear out, you know what I mean? And then I want to venture into to ladies' wear, because, you know, it's all about the ladies, you know what I mean?
Of course, and make sure you make some jeans for Ebony B. I'm a 15-16 birthday cake and cornbread. That's hips and booty. Make sure you make some jeans for the hips and booty girls. I mean, it's just, we got apple bottoms, of course, but, you know, Nelly need to make some watermelon bottoms. Real talk.
Wow.
I can dig it.
I'm going to throw it over to you, Tay. I want to get into more music by Marcus Allen so we can get more to the call lines.
All right, I just had a quick question. Marcus Allen, what do you feel like helped you, you know, organize and time manage the things that you wanted to do? You know, because I heard you say that you had so many other ventures that you were trying to focus on, but you had to throw the music in the forefront. What enabled you to manage all that stuff, and, you know, how are you managing your time now?
Well, I mean, just the hunger for success allows me and makes me manage my time in a way that I can try to put my hands on everything in a way that everything can, you know, be successful. But like I said, it always goes right back to the music. My heart, my passion, and
in everything. I give everything. My music is my girl. My music is my love, my first love. It's everything to me. So, you know, I put my heart and soul into it. So it always gets back to the music. Whether I do have to, you know, take my focus off of other things and put it back on that. You see what I'm saying? So I would just have to say my hunger for success and my hunger to be, you know, successful in my own mind, you know, that's my food for, you know, really putting energy into everything and really putting time into everything in a way that I do.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
Exactly. More remarks is Allen when we come back. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio, Frontline Fridays, Ebony B and Tay Black. We're going to get into this hot track right here called Go Hard by Marcus Allen. Big shout out to Future Guru 100. Let's go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. To the top.
Looking my patience, it's brought me this far. 9 years in this game and I ain't stopping no how. I'm destined for greatness, let me show you how. I keep my faith and pray until I reach the top. They say, ease up till I slow down. I say, no way, no how. They say my time is up. I'm looking like what the fuck. Looking at me like it's supposed to stop. Looking at me like I'ma give it all up.
Diva Mary Kay. Do you want to get this song showcased live right here on Frontline Fridays? Would you like to get an interview and also get spins? Well, we are here to make it happen for you. All you got to do is send your music to divaspotent1@gmail.com. Again, that's divaspotent1@gmail.com. Here's the things that you need to do.
first thing you need to do is make sure you put your name and your telephone number in the email. The second thing you need to do is make sure that you label your track so we can be able to listen to it and know exactly who the artist is, who produced it, and who's down with your camp. Make sure you leave your information, and we're going to hit you up in 24 to 48 hours so you can get here right here live on Frontline Fridays with Diva Mary Kay and Tay Black and get paid for your spins. Now, how does that sound? Let's get it clocked and turn it up. Let's go.
Your only hip-hop station, Phenomenal Radio.
Yo, what's good? It's your girl, Shawana, in the building. You dropping an album? You have a business and you need to get the word out? Call Future Guru, 908-202-1501. The Guru of Viral Marketing. PR marketing promotion packages available for your brand. Everybody is rolling on a budget. Future Guru will handle all your viral marketing, Twitter account management, website design, IAP, and more. Future is ready. Let's go. Call Future Guru, 908-202-1501. Email futureguru100@gmail.com or twitter.com/futureguru100. Let's go.
We've built it and you've come. Phenomenal Radio.
West Texas Movement.
When you see me salute, it's Frontline Fridays with Diva Mary Kay and Tay Black. Listen.
You already know how we get down. It's your girl, Ebony B, and you're now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays. Tay Black is live in the building. Marcus Allen is live in the billion. Genius, Future Guru 100, Esquire DJs. Y'all know how we get down. Y'all make sure y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521, and press the 1 button to be heard. Because Marcus Allen is going hard on Frontline Fridays. I'm telling you, it's a beautiful situation. It's phenomenal, baby. Phenomenal. Big shout out to Phenomenal Radio. Big shout out to Slake. Big shout out to Slim Baby. Big shout out to Gmo. Y'all make sure y'all go over to phenomenalradio.com. That's www.phenomradio.com and check out all the things that we have going over there. Our slogan is we are putting the power of the industry in the independent hands. So y'all know how we get down, man. We going hard. I really like that song, and I definitely want to get feedback on that. So we're going to go to the call lines and get some more love. And big shout out to Denaya, man. Denaya is on her grind, and she is part of my team. I love my team, man. I love you guys. You work very, very hard. Let's go to the call lines and get some more love, man. 773-759, can you hear me? Are you live?
What's good, Mama? It's Denaya. How are you?
What's going on, Queen? Welcome to the show. We got Marcus Allen here.
Hey, Marcus Allen. Great music. Love it, love it, love it.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, how you been, Mama?
I'm doing good. Marcus Allen, I know you hit our tone. Like, I love your music, man. It's just a blessing. Like, when you heard your song, your first song, your first album that you did, and you heard your song on the radio for the first time, what was that feeling like?
It was mind-blowing. I mean, it feels like time stopped for a moment, just so you can have your moment.
Like, everything froze, like you was in the Matrix.
Yeah, it seemed like time stopped. It was crazy. It was a good feeling. And you always chase that, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. You always chase that feeling.
Wow, we're all about educating the independent artists. Frontline Fridays, and big shout out to D Hours from the D Hours Show. I see you. We're all about indie over here. So we support, we interview, we showcase, and we promote independent artists. So, of course, we're going to ask you to drop some jewels on them because these artists are getting in the game, very talented, but it's a couple of things that they need to do before they share their talent with anyone else. So
right.
I want to talk about registering the music. How important is it, and what would be the a jewel that you would like to drop on them as far as registering their music, so it won't get taken by anyone else?
Most definitely, man. I mean, first of all, you definitely want to get your copyright situation straight, even if it consists of you mailing your lyrics back to yourself for the time being until you are able to you know, get your stuff right with BMI or ASCAP, and definitely registering your music. That's so important. If you want to be seen and recognized and heard for what you, for all the hard work and what you put into it, when it does hit radio, when it does hit the internet stations, when it does do damage, you know, good damage, then you want to get your music registered. I mean, that's got to be one of the first things you do before you move forward in promotion and marketing.
Most definitely. Which ones would you recommend? ASCAP, BMI, CSAC, or I think it's Sound Exchange. Would you recommend any? Which one of those would you recommend for our artists to start with? Because I think it's $45 now for one song to register your song and register the title of the song. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm with BMI. You know, I don't, to each its own, but, you know, BMI has been good to me. I'm good to BMI, so I feel really good about being where I'm at, and also with Sound Exchange as well. So, I mean, it depends on what suits you better, you know what I mean?
Okay.
So, but I mean, I'm with BMI, so I would recommend BMI to everybody.
Most definitely. I'm going to throw it over to you, Tay, then we're going to go to the hotline and get some more love. Wait a minute, Tay. Tay, can you hear me?
Yeah, my fault. I had my phone on mute. That's, you know, that's yo, I was talking. I was like, yeah. You know, this and that. Yo, nah, Marcus. As far as, like, you know, your project that you have coming up, man, what can we expect from that? And, you know, compared to your last project, you know, where have you gone that you didn't go last time?
Oh, wow. With this project, it really gave me an opportunity, because with this project, this is a totally indie project. This is my label, my management situation. This is our project. There's no other hands in it. You know, there's no major. There's no, you know, indie major. It's just us. And that alone makes it so different, because we make all the decisions. And we, whatever vision that we see, we make sure it gets there. And not only that, I've grown vocally, and I've been able to, you know, touch on different notes that I wouldn't have been able to touch on in the past. But also, this album is, like, more personal for me, you know? And, you know, as an artist, I got to admit, you know, like, I put a guard up, you know, with a guard up, because you got to be careful in this industry. We all on this phone know that. You got to be careful in this industry, because you got good guys, you got bad guys. But with this album, it's kind of like, I didn't care. I wanted the people to see me for who I really am and where I really stand. And I wanted them to get the music. I wanted them to get it. So I just gave it to them. You know what I'm saying? And I gave them a piece of me that I never gave them before. And that's what makes this record so special. That's why it's called Personal Invitation, because it's given a piece of me that I've never given before. And it's a roller coaster of emotions. And that's a beautiful thing, because people are going to be able to understand it and get it. They're going to be able to relate to it. And that's what I want more than anything. You know, this year is the year of music for me. And so people like Future Guru and people like you and people like X Squad DJs, y'all play a major part in what I'm trying to do and the vision that I have. And I thank y'all so much. So I appreciate y'all. Personal Invitation is still March 27th. Go get it. And I love y'all, man. Thank y'all.
Oh, we love you too. That is definitely what's up. I always love to hear when artists get the freedom to do what they want to do, and not just saying, oh, you fit in this category, you fit in this box. You know, you should never put restraints on an artist, because I really believe that you hold the talent in. You're not really releasing it and letting it out, because you got to remember, before they got to you, they were them, and now you're trying to change them and put strings on them and make them a puppet. So, you know, I commend for going through the motions, but you knew that I got to start here and work so I can be able to do my own thing later. So that's very important.
Thank you.
Most definitely. And so all the artists, don't let nobody make you a puppet, man. It's worth waiting. Don't let nobody make you no puppet. Don't let nobody put no strings on you. Let's go to the hotline to get some more love. All right, we got the 803-556 live in the building. You're now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays. Ebony B, Tay Black, and Special Marcus Allen is live in the building. What's your name and where you calling from?
How y'all doing tonight? This is Robert Carter, CEO, Family Productions Entertainment. And I want to give a shout-out to Diva Spot Radio. I love your show.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. We appreciate that.
And I also want to give a shout-out to Future Guru 100. He the man. I did his commercial for him, too, just to let y'all know that, too. That's my man right there. Shout-out to X-Squad. Shout-out to X-Squad DJs. Shout-out to Marcus Allen. There's one thing that don't nobody know about Marcus Allen. I know him. I've met him personally. We performed. Him and my artists have performed together in a lot of places for the last 4 to 5 years. And the one thing I will say is that Marcus Allen has not changed. He is still humble to the game, and he is a very nice person. And in this industry, to find a nice person is hard. He is the way he was when I met him to the way he is to today. And I appreciate that. And I love his music. That's what's up.
Oh, we definitely appreciate that. Put out your contact information and put out your Twitter information so those who are tuning in live from their phones and online will be able to contact you to get more quality commercials like that and do quality business with you.
Oh, that's not an issue at all. You can reach me at famproinfo@gmail.com. That's famproinfo@gmail.com. My Twitter is famproent, famproent. And famproent, you can find me anywhere. You can Google famproent and you can find me everywhere. Facebook, Twitter, all of that. That's all right there. And I'm also affiliated with the Independent Artist Magazine. And Independent Artist Magazine is there for the independent artists. And I want to also thank Marcus Allen because he graced the cover of the Independent Artist Magazine in November's issue. So I appreciate him for that, too, as well.
That's what's up,
and my phone number, is 803-556-1504. You can reach me there anytime. 24 hours a day, I don't sleep. I'm up. 25-8. I'm always
proud.
25-8? Oh, Mary J. Blige. We got all right. Y'all know how we get down over here on Diva Spot Radio. It's Frontline Fridays with nothing but quality independent music and independent artists. Liv, Tay Black is live in the building with us. We definitely appreciate the love. You tell a friend to tell a friend to text a friend to Facebook a friend to Twitter a friend that we live and call 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard. Marcus Allen, you enjoying yourself so far?
I'm having a blast, man. I appreciate everybody calling in, showing love. This game is hard. So, you know, when you hit a rock and then you hear these people say these positive things and they motivate you, I mean, it feels good, man. It's necessary and it's needed, and I appreciate y'all so much.
Well, most definitely. Let's go to the call lines and get some more love. We got the 818 live in the building. 818-358, you're now tuning in live to Frontline Fridays. What's your name and where you calling from?
This is Dawn Jr., the CEO of the Entertainment Worldwide Network. I'm in the building!
Yo,
what's good? I'm hearing the whole family up in the building. You know I got the text message. I had to come show some love and some support. X-Squad DJs, Marcus Allen, Future Guru. I even heard Robert Carter in the house. You know, it's crazy. Mad love to all the Entertainment Worldwide Network members, past, present, and future. Thank you for everything. I'm in this piece. What's good with you, Diva?
You already know how Diva get down. When Diva come out, when Diva open the show, all the kings and queens come out, and we just share a network here with together. I'm so excited to have Marcus Allen here and showcasing his wonderful music. It's just a beautiful situation, man. I got to thank God for just continuing to bless me and continuing to bless everything that we do. So you know how I operate: God first, family second, career third. That's how we get down, man. We just appreciate you coming through, Don Jr., and showing the love. And all the fam coming through and showing the love as well, man. It's very important.
Well, I got to say, man, love to Marcus Allen, man. We did definitely did a lot of work on getting that half a man out there to a lot of different people, man. And I'm glad to see that he's on his next CD. And I'm telling y'all don't know, but Marcus Allen is definitely the truth, man. And, I mean, his live performance is just as good as he sounds in the studio. But it's all love, you know what I'm saying? I just definitely had to come through, show my support, and give everybody, you know, kudos. I hear all y'all, man. I got respect for non-radio. I see you in the building, you know, all y'all, man. Just mad love, support, and props.
Well, thank you, Don Junior. We definitely appreciate you coming through. And, you know, Marcus Allen, I know you're having a good time. This is how we get down over here on the show. We're going to go to the call lines and get some more love, man. Everybody, mic is open. So just be clear that your mic is open. Don't be beating your kids in the background, let alone fucking talk. We don't want to hear that. Let's go ahead and get some more love, man. Where we at? 623-544. You're now live on Frontline Fridays with Ebony B and Tay Black. We got Marcus Allen live in the building. What's your name and where you calling from?
Ebony B, Tay Black. What's good? I'm sending a shout out to Diva Spot Radio. It's Frontline Fridays. It's your boy D Slate from the D Hour Show. What's good?
What's going on, D Slate? Welcome. I got my special guest live in the building.
Marcus Allen, how you doing, bro?
I'm doing good, man. How you doing?
I'm good, man. First of all, I want to say shout out to Diva Spot. I love Ebony's show, man. She gets it in all the time, especially when her and Tay Black is on the line. I want to say I listened to the music, the song tonight, and also I listened to some of your music on Reverb, man. You got some hot music. It seems like everything is going great with your career right now, and definitely want to send some kudos to you, man. And you just keep grinding and keep doing your thing. The music's hot, man. I definitely want to I would love to showcase your music on the D Hour show. I know I just sent you a message on Reverb. That's how hot I think the music is. And just keep doing your thing, man. My question for you tonight would be what was the defining moment for you in your career? Everybody has a defining moment in their career that they'll never forget. What was the defining moment for you?
Oh, man, that's a good question. There's been so many wonderful moments that are so memorable. I think that my defining moment was when I went back to my middle school and performed for like the whole school at one time. When I went back and did that, when I gave back to my community and saw the kids, how they reacted when I came out, I mean, it was mind-blowing. It was mind-blowing. And I think that's something that will always stay in my head because I feel like everything that I try to do is for the kids. So I always want to be in a positive light for them. And, I mean, that was my defining moment. I want to make that happen as many times as I can because I just felt like I had an effect on so many people at one moment, and it just felt good to me. You know what I mean? I just want to do that over and over again. So that was my defining moment.
Well, that's what's up. I think that's probably one of the best defining moments I've heard a lot of the artists that I've talked to say. So, yeah, that's what's up, man. I like I said before, the music is hot, man. You're definitely doing your thing. I like the way you personify yourself, man. It's you're definitely putting yourself out there with grace and professionalism, man, and that's definitely what I like to see from a lot of the up and coming artists. And keep doing your thing, man. I definitely can't wait to start hearing you on mainstream radio. That's real,
man. Thank you so much. I appreciate you, man. And if anything you need as far as music is concerned or anything at all, man, just hit my management up at 803-546-1145. I appreciate you, man.
Absolutely, absolutely. Diva, Ebony.
What's going on, D-Slay? Go ahead and put your info out there, and I'm going to throw it over to Tay Black.
Well, for everybody, you know, it's I'm the host of the D-Hour show. We're right here on Blog Talk Radio as well. You can check us out at blogtalkradio.com/the-hour-show. You can also email us at dhourshow@gmail.com, dhourshow@gmail.com. Also, check out our website, dhourshow.webs.com. And we're on the air every Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday. So definitely make sure you guys check us out.
Nigga D Slate for coming through. Tay, I'm going to throw it over to you.
Yo, Marcus Allen, we've heard, you know, what motivates you. We've heard about this new upcoming project. We've heard about your team. Tell me a little bit about what inspires you as far as musically. You know, what gets you to that level? You know, who do you turn to when you're like, you know what, let me check them out and see what they're doing, because I know I got something that's coming right after that that's going to be doper than that. Like, who gets you in that zone?
Man, I got to check out Babyface. Just old records, man. Babyface from the old, Stevie Wonder from the old, and then, of course, Eric Benet now, man. He's killing them right now with the vocals. So I really try to look up to these guys who really are out there really hammering people with the vocals and trying to put out a message. So I really try to look at what they're doing and try to build my stuff off of that.
That's what's up. And, I mean, you listed, like, really established people, you know, and me personally, that is the kind of music that I look towards. Like, you know, when I heard your music, you know, I felt like it took me back to the time in R&B and for male singers in which I really, you know, rock with. Because, you know, it just had a certain feeling, had that certain vibe. And it was like, you know, a lot of the things that the people were saying on the air tonight, you know, real trustworthy, professional, you know, courteous, that type of thing. I think that's the real impression that I get from the music. And honestly, by you listing those people, I can peep that easily, because those, for the most part, those are men of integrity, you know, and I can hear it in your music and who you're influenced by, and I know you put that right back into the music, so I think that's dope, you know.
Thank you, man. Thank you so much.
Would you, you know, who would you want to work with, you know, like, in your immediate vicinity? And I'll take it from an independent standpoint, you know, any indie artists that you know out there that are doing their thing that have maybe reached out to you, but you haven't had a chance to collab with. And then, you know, more mainstream, who would you like to work with right now?
Indie artists, I would love to work with Looney Tunes. He's from Atlanta, and he's really doing major things right now. He just did a record with Future called Go Hard, and that's getting on mainstream radio right now with him. We're planning to work together. And mainstream, I definitely would love to work with Stevie Wonder, man. I would love to work with Eric Benet, all the names that I just said, Maxwell, you know, Babyface. I would like to work with all of those guys, man, because, I mean, I feel like they really have put their foot down in the industry and they've left their footprint. So, I would love to work with those guys.
And you know what? We don't see that male vocalist collab like we used to. You know, you'll catch a glimpse of it every now and then, but I think we're missing that. I really haven't seen it in the last couple of years, you know, like a bunch of, you know, brothers just harmonizing and, you know what I'm saying, doing their thing.
Like
and
LSG.
Not,
yeah, that was the last thing we heard with LSG. So,
That was
exactly.
Keith Sweat, Gerald LaVert, Johnny DeGill, they did that song, My Body. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And big RIP.
I would love to do something like that.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I think that'd be dope, man. You know what I'm saying? And I definitely could see you, you know, definitely spearheading something like that, just simply because, you know, you have your priorities together. You're a man on a mission. And I think a lot of people probably can draw inspiration from you. So I can definitely see you spearheading that, you know, at some point in the near future. So
thank you, man. I appreciate that.
Yeah, no doubt, man.
We got one more song from you, Marcus Allen. We got another caller that's been waiting. They've been holding for about 20 minutes. So we're going to get to them before we get to this last song. And I know you got things to do. But, of course, they showing love all over the world. You have definitely been putting – you planted a good seed, so you're getting your harvest now. So you should be very proud of yourself.
Oh, man, I am. I'm excited on what's to come.
Well, most definitely. Let's go to the call lines and get some more love. 864 812, you're now live on Frontline Fridays. What's your name? Where you calling from? 864-812.
Hello. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. What's your name? Where you calling from?
This is Big Tune, the CEO of Big Tune Incorporated. What's good, Marcus?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
It's my birthday, baby.
Hey, happy birthday, dog. Happy birthday.
That's what's up, man. Hey, I'm waiting on that thing to come out,
boy. It'll be here soon, baby.
That's what's
up. We're excited. We're excited up here, me and Catwoman, man. We listen to your music all the time, buddy.
Man, I appreciate y'all so much, man.
Yeah, you know we're going to show you some love up through here, man.
Oh, yeah.
I ain't got no questions or nothing like that for you, man. I just wanted to call in and support you, man.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
All right, man. Turn it back over to y'all.
All right. Thank you so much for showing love and calling in. Big shout out to South Carolina, man. I swear. Southern hospitality, good old cooking, and beautiful houses with the wraparound porches.
I'm trying to tell you, right?
Y'all know nothing about no wraparound porches, man, with the big garden in the back. One side you got all the vegetables and everything, and the other side you got all the flowers and whatnot. They don't go to the grocery store. They go in the backyard. I love that. I love that right there. You did speak in the beginning about, you know, the people who inspired you. You did you remade the Come Back to Me song, and you did a great job. What made you decide to remake this song?
Well, what I did was I took a hint of what they had going on.
Okay.
I didn't realize what I was doing when I was doing it, you know? And then after we started the process, it was like, you know, that's that joint from, you know, back in the day, you know, that was a big joint, you know? And I was like, that's what's up. Well, let's keep going, you know? Let's finish it out. Let's knock it out.
That's what's up.
I had to do it right.
Future Guru 100 can help us with that. And if you got your speakers on, you got to take us off speakers. But I'm going to play a little sample of it. I'm going to let the OG come in the building and let us know where this song came from right here. Let's play a little bit of it.
Where do I start? You know, it doesn't even matter whose fault it is. I just know that we belong to each other. So whatever it's going to take, let's do that. You feel me?
I realize I did it, and now I admit it, so baby, come back to me.
Alright, that's enough, that's enough. Put your clothes back on, put your clothes back on. Future Guru 100, give us some knowledge, man.
Oh, man, that's a hot joint that I can't think of the artist. You just stumped me on it. And if I had five minutes to go on my head to play around with it, I would come up with the artist. But I'm glad I'm the Ivory Brothers.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Yeah.
Come back.
Yeah, and that's hot. That's a great choice, man. That's a great choice. And I hope it does well. You know, and this is what the game is missing, man. You know, and Marcus is on his job, man. I just got to say one thing about that Go Hard record, man. That record gives me a lot of inspiration on what I do, because it's actually almost telling my story. Like how he was spitting his lyrics on that song is really what I'm about, and how I'm never gonna stop. You know, and nothing is in my way. There's, you know, I hop over all obstacles, and like I knock down walls, kick down doors, and like that's really what it takes, man. You gotta have that hunger, you know, every day. You know, so I want to congratulate him on the Go Hard record, because it does have, you know, a special meaning for me. You know what I'm saying? Anybody out there that's out here grinding, like Rob just said, 25-8, that's really where I'm at with mine. And that's what Go Hard is, like, kind of wrapped up in. Like, that's just a little bit about what Go Hard is all about, 25-8. It's a lot of other stuff involved with it, but 25-8 just happens to be one of the things that's involved with those two words together, Go Hard. And just like somebody else got a record out now called Go Hard, because that's what it takes, man. So I want to just put that out there. Listen to Go Hard again, and then you're going to see what I'm all about. And I want to thank you, Marcus Allen, and thank everybody for calling in, man. Rob and Big Tony, happy birthday, and Don Jr., and everybody, man. The whole fam is here, and we rocking with Marcus Allen right now.
Yes,
You dig?
That's what's up. I love
Most
it. I love it.
Go ahead, Marcus Allen.
I can hear you.
Nah, I just said I love it, man. It feels good to get the love, man. You know what I'm saying? So much hard work goes into everything that we're doing. And, you know, I put my team first. I put them up on a pedestal because that's what they deserve. And we're going to take it there. You know, I promise to everybody on this line, I refuse to quit and I refuse to let y'all down. That's the last thing I will do. So bet your last on me because we're going to take it there.
I know that's right. Let's get into this hot track right here. Introduce this track. Come back to me. We're going to go into it live right here on Frontline Fridays.
Check it out, y'all. I realize I did it, and now I admit it. So, baby, come back to me. It's my record. Come back to me, y'all. Check it out.
Where do I start? You know, it doesn't even matter whose fault it is. I just know that we belong together. So whatever's gonna take, let's do that. You feel me?
I realize I did it, and now I admit it. So baby, come back to me. And do you put my heart? It's time for a new start.
Come back to me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You already know what it is, man. Frontline Friday, C9 Radio, Diva Spot ENT, Ebony B, Marcus Allen, Tay Black. Big shout out to Future Ghoul 100, Slate Slim, the whole squad, man. Big shout out to Genius. Yo, Marcus, how you feeling, man? It's Frontline Friday, man. We happy to have you in the building, man.
Man, it's a pleasure to be here, man. I feel great, man. I'm blessed, man. You know, I got a big smile on my face. What else can I say?
Yo, and that's dope, man. And I mean that definitely brings me over to my segment I like to call Tay's Corner. Shout out to Ebony B. And I mean, really, it really just goes back into what I just really wanted to touch on, man. And that was unity. You know, through the whole time you've been on the radio, man, I just been seeing and hearing a lot of people that have been down for the cause, man, down for the team, calling in, showing love. Man, while the music was going on, Ebony was like, yo, the lines is lighting up, man. We got a lot of good feedback. And that's the one thing that I think, a lot of artists, whatever, if they're going into hip-hop, R&B, whatever, they're missing that unity, that joint effort aspect where, relying on one another, whether you're, doing this or that. And I think that as artists, we need to get back into that mode where we're not crabs in the bucket. You know, it's good to have competition, but, pick your fellow brother or sister man up and, help them along their journey, because who knows, they may come in contact with you later on and be in a better position, and be able to reach back to you. And you want to be in a position to have helped them, because, that's going to look favorable on you. So, unity amongst your peers, man. A lot of times it's just me against the world, it's self and me mentality, but just like Marcus Allen was talking about earlier, with the group and growth, it took everybody, on one accord to move forward, man, and I think that's important. Well, how does unity play a factor in what you do, Marcus?
Unity is everything to me, As long as we all work together, we can get there faster. If I'm all about myself, if they're all about their self, we're not working together, sitting down, talking about it, trying to be on the same page, move at the right time. Everybody move at once instead of everybody, moving at separate times. Then, that's the best way to display unity, working together, never leaving anybody behind. And that's what I believe in. That's what I'm all about. My team is first. I come after my team. That's the way I look at things, because if it wasn't for them, there would be no me, So that's how I look at it.
Nah, that's definitely real, and I agree with you. Even down to the radio show, us being a part of Phenomenal Radio, it's all a family affair, and we look out for each other, and everybody's in a position to help. We're all about the independent artists, and the one thing that we have to understand is that without this joint effort, it's bigger than any individual radio station.
Right.
We're not only putting on for, ourselves, but we're getting these artists out there. And, at the end of the day, that's what we're doing it for, the independent music. And, it's going to come a point in time where you have somebody like Marcus Allen who, this guy, he's one hit away from, just completely blowing up, man. Y'all hear these tracks he got going on. The hotline is lighting up. Everybody's feeling it, So, for Marcus Allen to, make a move and move forward and then to be like, I really represent and respect, what they did at Frontline Radio, and Diva Spot and Ebony B, because they looked out for me. They was down for me, and I think that unity aspect is definitely something important. And I feel like Marcus Allen, he's all about that. And, we just appreciate you being on the line and rocking with us tonight, for real.
Mm-hmm. Man, I appreciate y'all, man. Tonight has been a night of motivation for myself, man. I can't speak for anybody else, but here tonight, I've been motivated. And when I say I've been motivated, I mean, y'all, I've been motivated tonight. So I'm so ready to, when I finish this interview, to get back to what I love doing and putting my passion in this music and working hard, not only for myself, but for my team. I want to make it for all of us. Not just for myself, but yes, for everybody on this line, so we all can get to where we're trying to go, I mean, it's all about the big picture. It's not about the here and the now.
It's not about what you're going through at this moment. It's about the big picture of the situation. And if you just make it past this moment, man, you never know what tomorrow will bring. So, again, tonight is a night of motivation for myself, man. I love all y'all on this line. I appreciate all y'all for all your good, positive feedback. Y'all check me out, man. Definitely look at me on YouTube, on Twitter, on Facebook, you know, on my website. The album comes out. Personal Invitation comes out March 27th. Go check out this album. It's an album that I promise you that you will remember. It's an album that you'll never want to let go of.
That's right.
I'm definitely looking forward to that album coming out, and I love music. I don't watch the videos. You know, for anybody that know me, and we got two more callers, I'm definitely going to get to y'all, and I appreciate you guys holding on. But I like to listen to the music and then watch the video. I don't want to watch the video and then listen to the music. I would rather all hear. I want that peer before I see any visual image, because the visual image changes things. And, you know, of course, you're a handsome man, Marcus Allen. So, you know, that would change certain things, you know, just seeing it. So I like to listen to the music first before I watch the videos. And that's with any artist, because I really want to hear what the artist has to say. I want to hear your passion. I want to hear your emotion. I want to hear if you're angry. I want to hear when you're motivated. I want to hear all of that. And I want to be able to connect and relate to the song just rather than what I see in a video. So that's what our youth need to understand today, and all our up-and-coming artists, to be able to push your music. You know, it's all about branding, but pushing your music and, you know, do your image later. And make sure it's a respectable image, because a lot of y'all are just wowing out. Let's go to the lines and get some more love. I promise I was going to get to these two callers, and I definitely don't want to leave you guys out. Before we end this interview, let's get to 407-361. You're now live. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello, everyone. Thank you, the Diva Spot. This is Justice Forever here in Orlando, Florida. And I was just calling in to say hello to the family. And also, Marcus, hey, we love you down here in Orlando, Florida. Justice Forever. To be supportive, waiting on you to come through. In Florida in June and stuff. So, hey, Marcus, just wanted to call in and say hello. Keep doing what you're doing. I'm sorry, everybody, I got a cold. I'm just trying to get my words right and everything, but just want to call in, be supportive of Marcus Allen, and to let him know that, hey, we also love you here in Florida, not just South Carolina, but down here in Orlando, Florida as well.
Man, thank you so much. I appreciate the love y'all giving me down there, man.
All right. Well,
almost definitely. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to let Marcus know and everybody know that, hey, you know, it's been so crazy, Marcus, but I just definitely wanted to take this time out. You know, NBA weekend down here and it's so crazy and stuff, but, hey, when it comes to the family, like you were just saying about unity and stuff, hey, we very supportive of Marcus Allen. We letting everybody here know, and Marcus, we can't wait till you get down here. I think it's going to be in June. And big shout out to JG Entertainment. Hey, thank y'all so much for giving Justice Hill Forever this opportunity to talk. Thank you so much.
No problem. We are family here, and we're all about exposing and bringing exposure, positive exposure, and networking and grounding with one another. So that's what we're all about here on Diva Spot Radio, Frontline Fridays. And Frontline Fridays wouldn't be what it is without Tay Black. I have to take this time out and say thank you to Tay Black, my co-host, has been holding me down. He has not missed a show. This man has been sick and still don't miss a show, but I'm just thankful to have him, because our connection and the way we communicate, no matter where we are, we make sure we're doing what's best for the team, what's best for the show, and what's best for each other brand. So thank you, Tay. I appreciate you.
Nah, no doubt. And thank you, Ebony, being happy belated birthday for those who you know, didn't know, like myself.
All over Facebook, it was all over Twitter, all of that. You're supposed to be my favorite baby daddy. Like, do we have to go into this live on the show? You know I'll bring it to you, right? Why you want to have me acting up when Mark Allen is here? You know, why we do? You have today? Are you happy, man?
The only reason I'm jumping out there is because Marcus Allen on the line. I know he going to either
either he gonna hold me down or he gonna serenade you, and it's gonna shift the, you know what I'm saying, it's gonna shift the responsibility on him. He gonna bite the bullet for me, you know what I'm saying?
You know I got you, man. You know I got you.
That is horrible. But you know I got time for both of y'all. Medea, come on in here and tell him what's up.
Everybody got skeletons in their closet. Every once in a while, you got to open the closet up and let the skeletons breathe. Half the time, the very thing that you is worried about that's going to destroy you, ruin you, ain't nobody even care. People got their own life to live. My advice to anybody with skeletons is just to dust them off every now and then, unless your closet is full of them. Then you might need to keep it closed or get you a bigger closet.
Thank you, Medea. I appreciate that. You see, they try to double team you, right? One more call before we get out of here. I'm glad that you guys have been waiting. I got one more hand up in here, and I definitely wanted to get to everybody who's been patiently waiting. And I think don't do that, Queen. We went to 407. 407-361, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Yeah, I'm here.
All right, you here. Did I get to you already?
Yes, you had.
I'm sorry. Let me try this one. All right. 803-546. You're now live. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Yeah, this is James Gurnon, manager for recording artist Marcus Allen. Just wanted to call, give a shout-out to Marcus Allen, and give a shout-out to you and the rest of the staff there for just allowing Marcus Allen to come through tonight. We really do appreciate everything that y'all are doing there on our Diva Spot radio show. Future Guru, we always appreciate you. Just always know that. And definitely, Ebony B, I thank you for reaching out and checking in, you know, to make sure that this night took place. I appreciate everybody. Continue to support Marcus Allen. And I do apologize for getting all tired of here. But thanks to everybody that called in tonight just to show your love and support for him. We are working very hard, and anytime you need us, please reach out to me at 803-546-1145, and we'll make sure to do our best to be at whatever event or to do whatever show is necessary. Thank you.
Well, most definitely. We got Y'all know we have fun over here, right here on Divas by the Frontline Fridays, man. All right. Oh, man, before we get out of here, Marcus, I want you to give you a shout-out, promote yourself, put yourself out there. It was such a pleasure to put my team on promoting you and all the tweets and all the Facebooks and all the music. And, you know, it's just great to have you come through the show. I'm very proud of you, and you just keep doing your thing, and it's just great to listen to your music, and you got my honey bunny around here acting real right with that half a man, so thank you very much.
not a problem. I just want to thank you guys for having me on the line. It's so much I want to say. It's so much I could say, but I just want to say that God is good. And don't forget, guys, March 27th, personal invitation will be online and will be in stores. I want to thank everybody who's supporting me. All the love that you guys show means the world to me, and it gets me over. I mean, it really does get me over the hump. You know, when, you know, sometimes in this industry you hit a spot where you just got to stop and sit and think for a minute, like, dang, like, I don't know. You know, but like I said, tonight is that moment for me, and it made me feel really good, and it's something I really needed. And I just thank you guys for it, you know. Shout out to everybody who's pushing me hard. Don't stop. Let's take it to the next level of promotion and marketing. Let's do what we got to do as a team, because we are a team. That's what we are. Let's take it to the top. I love all of y'all. You have a blessed night. And Marcus Allen, Team Marcus Allen, that's who we are. I love y'all.
Most definitely. We got this song right here, Marcus Allen, by L. Burner called Refill, and it's definitely hot. I don't know if you heard it before, but this is how we feeling right now, and this is what a lot of you guys need is a refill. You make sure you follow us on Twitter at www.twitter.com/DivaSpotRadio, www.twitter.com/ Frontline Fridays and check out the official website, www.divaspotradio.com.
Yeah.
Check out all the features over there. Check out all the artists. Check out our services and packages that we have. And follow Tay2.
Yeah. Hey, matter of fact, Diva, I wanted to say just really quickly, there's going to be a show, there's a listening session and a book signing, you know, and I'm going to definitely be a part of that. It's going to be Sunday, February the 26th. It's going to be at the Mellow Mushroom in D.C. The address is 2436 18th Street, Northwest Washington, D.C. The joint is from 8 to 11 p.m. It's the listening and signing of the book for Coontown Killing Capers. It was a soundtrack that I worked on. The best way to describe the book, man, it's like the Boondocks. He's Family Guy. It's real live. I had a couple of cuts on the soundtrack and really just worked with my homie Triple. Shout out to her. Shout out to Triple Threat. And it's going to be a dope event, man. So if you're in the area, if your folks in the area, send them on through there. And did I forget to mention that it's free? So come out. Support your folks. We're going to be rocking. It's going to be a good time. Definitely want to see everybody out there acting a fool. So that's it.
Dang. You, baby daddy, you got my ticket to come over? Did you book me?
Not only did I get your ticket, but I'm a bust it, open. yeah, I got you. You know I got you. And then plus I got to send somebody for you, man. I done put in a special order, you know what I'm saying, with Guru, you know what I'm saying, and Marcus Allen, you know what I mean. We're going to have the Serenade Rough Down, Love You Down mix, you know what I'm saying, at some point, but you know what I mean. I got to do it, you know what I'm saying. You know what I mean? I got to do it like that, make up for it, you know. But I'm, you know, being the first baby daddy, you know what I mean, number one baby daddy. That's how I got to do it. But, yo, happy belated Ebony B. You know what I mean? We love you. We appreciate you. And it's been a pleasure, man. Marcus Allen, appreciate you, homie. Keep doing your thing. I'm in your corner. I got your back, man. And just continue to push, dog.
Respect, man. Respect.
That's what's up. We about to get into this mega mix right here. This is your girl, Al Brunner, right here. And the name of the song is called Refill. I love this song. Y'all make sure y'all keep God first, family second, and career third. You know, go ahead and rock out with Ebony B right now. I'm about to give y'all a killer mix. Let's go.
I feel like the girl at the bar who's been making love can't stand up. I should be gone, but I just can't get enough. Yeah. Humbling, giggling to the end. Ever I get like this after one too many, but right now turn.
of her life, she always welcomed me back. She had low self-esteem, I'm trying to help her with that. The beautiful ones have the ugliest past, that's why she squeezed me to death when she be hugging my ass. Every time that we meet, our time is somewhat divided. I'm her counselor still, only one she confides in. Never leverage advantage, always kept me at arm reach. My back to the wall when she threw it upon me. Holy hand grenade when describing her physical. Not trying to be blasphemous, but that booty is biblical. Niggas broke 10 commandments to try to do it some damage. Laid waste the fortunes, even they kids famished. Split her sea of love just like Moses. My Mary Magdalene, a bed of thorns and roses. Lace swaddle her curves, she wanted me speechless. Said to you my savior, all I thought was Jesus.
Feeling naughty, I know you don't love me. It'd be lovely if you come and touch me. Keep it secret, you know you can trust me. Please don't judge me. Feeling naughty, I know you don't love me. It'd be lovely if you come and touch me. Keep it secret, you know you can trust me. Please don't judge me.
Yo, straight from the hood, but she elegant. Frame out of this world, so y'all know the measurements. Sex appeal, kinda like the flow, effortless. A sweetheart, street smart, but she delicate. Keeping it real, ain't too many as bad as she. But I can't deal with shorty romantically. Cause thing is, baby girl has a family. So the fact that we creeping on evenings kinda saddens me. Cause she the type that just wanna be married happily. Try to make it work for the kids, but that apparently led to me cracking her spine, making her reminisce about the good life. White house with a picket fence. Bust it. She 35 and I'm 26. We the perfect combination of youth and experience. I keep her on call, but it's never serious. I know she using me to escape the prison she living in.
Feeling naughty, I know you don't love me. It'd be lovely if you come and touch me. Keep it secret, you know you can trust me. Please don't judge me. Feeling naughty, I know you don't love me. It'd be lovely if you come and touch me. Keep it secret, you know you can trust me. Please don't
marriage on the rocks and girl you so fuckable like my Claire Huxtable but need an apple bomb. My lotus flower bomb, she got that ass from my mom's. Yep, yep, she give me the pussy relieving my stress. And you know I put that dick up in her chest. I'm crushing from behind while she's screaming you the best. We're faking like it's love but it's really about the sex. Meanwhile, my wife be going through my texts. I left my cell on lock, it's about to be some mess. Plus, I got scratches on my back, hickeys on my neck. She smashed my Denali, my shit looking a wreck. Damn, damn, she called up shorty, said I had a fam. And that she been throwing ass to a married man. I grabbed my wife, I started pleading, she was just a friend. I felt weak, you gotta understand, damn.
Fridays Radio with DJ Mary Kay and Tay Black in the mix.
Ambassador, yours truly. It's true. Yeah.
Oh, yes, I do.
Yeah.
It's true.
I do.
Satan is the choice of the majority. Jesus seems to be the choice of only the minority, but he's the ultimate authority. We call the sovereignty, the most preeminent, so we got the most seniority. People follow me without restraint. Who knows how hard the heart will be? The world, flesh, and devil form the three-man camaraderie. And my block could be proof, soaking anthropology. Sin has long since become man's hottest commodity. Everything from robbery to sodomy, to improperly getting cash, to girls who flash like photography, without properly understanding biblical prophecy. You can't possibly see what's stopping me.
I love you, Jesus.
up a shopping spree. His agape be the love that got to me. He adopted me. Now I'm in his family and I'm God's property. And periodically some used to want to copy me. As a copy, he saves us from no one living properly. And when I start to get wobbly, God will be mercy and grace the ultimate team like cheese and broccoli. They make up for what we lack because of our poverty. Fills in the gaps and the cracks up in our pottery. I believe I'm a die for sure, not probably. You right, possibly, but let me share my philosophy. Logically, I know I don't want hell. Jalapenos are too hot for me. If it's not for free and salvation's gotta be, then I can't stand it. I'm like Titanic out to sea. Sure to be abandoned like bad stocks will be. Aww. But no need, cause Christ hit the jackpot for me. Yeah, that's why I love him. Mm-hmm. Yo, that's why I love him. Bring word.
I love you, Jesus.
Know it, Lord.
I love you, Jesus.
No one above you.
Yes, I do.
Oh, yes, I know it, Lord.
Love you, Jesus.
Most of them, I love you.
Yes, it's true.
You know the world, she's my ex-girl. She keeps calling me, cause we used to go together, kinda like your cars and keys. I was a fool, but we were cool as the autumn breeze. Till I met the God that barred the seas. Pardon me. I had some bad rap and R&B. Ought to be considered as dangerous as clogged arteries. The flesh and spirit's been warring like dogs and fleas. The God in me told me he's attacking all disease. It's getting hard for me to ignore the spiritual part of me that wants to hear Christ and not just lyrical artistry. I'm one to please the one who stretched out his arms for me. Though I failed him, he let them nail him on the tree. By now you're probably on to me. I think the sun's hot, hotter than high noon summer street corners be. To the only God who gave up sun cause he wanted me. To him, all the praise, all the glory and the honor be.
I love you, Jesus.
Yes,
I do.
Yeah, yeah.
Love you, Jesus.
You know it.
Yes, it's true.
It's true. True that, true that.
I love you, Jesus.
I love you, Lord. Above you.
Yes, it's true.
You my number one love. You my number one love, Lord. Everybody else, they fall short. You bring worship out of a brother.
Man, it's your boy Khalid Dreams. You are now tuned in live on Frontline Fridays with Diva Mary Kay and Tay Black, dropping nothing but hot indie artists and music. Tune in live at www.phenomradio.com. The star is born.
Yeah, yeah. It's your man, Tay Black, and you're now live listening to Frontline Fridays with host Diva Mary Kay. I took like a deep-ass breath. I don't even... Yeah, it's your man, Tay Black. We just going to keep this drop. Fuck it. I'm going to let it roll. Oops.
I wonder if some program directors at the radio stations gonna show me some love and put me in rotation. Without having to dig deep into my pockets, I'm a hustler, but it still don't mean that I got it. I wonder if the streets gonna feel me. And if I get shot again, I wonder if God gonna heal me. I wonder if I'ma die before I get rich, cause I'm chasing the dream and it's a fast son of a... I wonder if my girl really love me and thinks the world love me and put nobody else above me. I wonder if I'm living a lie and if them platinum plaques ain't nothing but mirages in the sky. I wonder if I'm realer than real and in the heat of the moment would I freeze instead of up in that steel. I wonder if I'm writing my last 16 and if so, press rewind so you can see what I mean. I wonder
if the streets is taking me under.
I wonder if God gon' punish me for trying to feed my family. This is real as it gets, G. I wonder if it's a cure for AIDS. I wonder if they lying to us and all along it was man-made. I wonder if they just trying to make a dollar, sacrifice a million blacks for one Rhodes Scholar. I wonder if the streets is watching from the corner of their eye and if they ever gon' release T-Fly. I wonder if we in heaven or hell and if I get down on the block again hustling with they running tail. I wonder if we gotta sell our souls just to move a few units, ship platinum or gold.
I wonder if they kill Conquerin and Frame Mike, and if Hollywood picked the fire in against Spike. I wonder if my people's is cursed, and if not, why I feel so much pain in this one verse. I wonder if I'm destined to make it. I see opportunity is at my front door, and I'ma take it. I wonder.
The streets are taking me under.
Gonna punish me for trying to feed my family. It's real as it gets. I wonder if the shine been blessed with raw talent in the industry for years, been settling for less. I wonder why the haters hate, and why you looking at my plate when I know that you done already ate. I wonder when I spit this flame, is the whole world gonna keep on asking me what's my name? I wonder if the game gonna flip, and if the public don't wanna hear no more of this gangster shit. I wonder if we bucking the trend. Is Big Rap gonna get paid, or is he gonna be broke to the end? I wonder if my critics was right, and if I listen to everything they said, would I still see daylight? I wonder if my kids know I love them to death, and I'ma stay on the grind till my very last breath. I wonder if I shook a nuke, if so, then street politics be the last chapter in my book. I wonder.
The streets are taking me under.
God gon' punish me for trying to feed my family. It's real as it gets, G.
Do you know what time it is? It's time to party.
Why pay for your new music when you can get it here for free? Phenomenal Radio, throwing the heat. We've built it and you've come. Phenomenal Radio.
West Texas Movement.
The other station, they're a beat off. This is Phenomenal Radio. We've built it and you've come. Phenomenal Radio.
West Texas Movement.
Hi, what's all that money?
Yeah. Max out, nigga. Funk yes, nigga.
Picture me getting money. Nigga, we getting money. Let me get some money.
Fuck that.
Watch me get the money. Picture me getting money. Nigga, we getting money. Let me get some money.
Nah, nah.
Watch me get the money.
Yeah, money, 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 money.
Money, 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 money. What I'm getting, bitch, money, 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 money. Money, 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 money. What I'm getting,
I got money over everything, tatted on my right arm. How you know when I hand him the money, it's right on. Counting up a short, every dollar to a T. I don't even call my connect, he be hollering at me. Got the powder and the pip and pee. Listen, my nigga, please, there ain't nobody doing it the way that we doing it. Don't fuck around and ruin it. We live for the moment. First follow the money, then.
Break it off, since computer love, they wanna set it off, like a hotel room, I'm checking into you, I'm digging like a shovel, all the things you do, take a leap over the broom, that's how you're making me feel, come on in this room, and let's keep it real and go.
Your body,
This is the Frontline Fridays Radio with DJ Mary Kay and Tay Black in the mix.
What's up, baby? Look here. I know everything I did before and everything I said to you the day that we broke up, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't right. But my life without you ain't right. And no matter what I said or what I did before, I want you to know that I'm here for you and only you. And right now, this is our second chance. Hear me out.
I look at you and I think about our good times. The way you make me smile whenever you cross my mind.
And when I look at you,
I'm reminded of the pain that you brought me. And I don't wanna take a chance of a repeat.
Right here, so hold on to my hand, baby, don't let go.
Big shout out to everybody that came to the Diva Spot Radio tonight. It was such a pleasure to have you guys here. Big shout out to Marcus Allen. Y'all make sure y'all follow him on Twitter at Marcus Allen. And also make sure you Facebook him, YouTube him, follow him. He's definitely a great artist. Big shout out to Future Guru 100 coming through. Big shout out to Don Jr., CEO of Worldwide Entertainment Network. You make sure you check their show out as well. Big shout out to everybody that tuned in and came in live through the chat room. I definitely appreciate you guys. Oh, got to give a big shout out to Denial over there in Chi-Town. Big shout out to the 403 Mob. You definitely appreciate you. Also, big shout out to Tay Black for always holding it down. We appreciate you as well. And everybody that called in and tuned in, y'all make sure y'all tune in live tomorrow, 7 p.m. on the West, 10 p.m. on the East, to Step Your Game of Saturday. We're definitely going in. So you make sure you follow the show. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Diva Spot. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/Diva Spot, and click the follow button. I just want to say, keep God first, family second, and career third. We out of here, man.